Time for Horse Bites now with Adam Sangster. In this new segment to Talking Horses, we discuss what's been happening on the global breeding and sales scenes and share insights directly from one of Australia's leading thoroughbred studs, Ngambie's Swettenham Stud. Adam, good morning.
Morning, Joan. Morning to all your listeners.
Well, it's been a big week for Swettenham internationally with a connection to Trust in Augusta winning the Group 1 Prix Jean Prat at Chantilly at the Godolphin Horse Thunder Snow leading all the way.
Yeah, it was a great addition to his pedigree. I mean, Trust in Augusta himself is, you know, he's got a pedigree dripping with blue bloods on there, and it's black type winners. And Thunder Snow, as you say, you know, pillar to post, he's... I actually went to Kentucky to go and watch him race in the Kentucky Derby, and yeah, didn't enjoy it that day. I've got to say, you would have seen that yourself, Joe.
Yeah, it didn't get off to a good start, that one.
No, but I know they were very keen that day in the Derby, but then he came back and he ran second to Churchill in the Irish 2000 guineas, and then he was. Runner-up and in third in the St. James's Palace. So a nice, yeah, but John Pratt is a great race to win over a mile. And Trust in Augusta is, you know, it's out of dad's, our families, and my father's, Robert Sangster's immediates. You know, he had Morning Devotion and, of course, Subtle Breeze as Stormcat Mare, which is what Trust in Augusta's out of. So Thunder Snow, you know, is a great addition to the family. And, of course Trust was Vobis Golden Boy for his era till Burning Front took over, but very, very pleasing, and we're looking forward to his first foals, Trust in Augusta first foals this spring.
Loads of anticipation about those first foals, Adam. What are the expectations?
Well, you know, he himself, I mean, his career was cut short, Trust in Augusta, because he basically had a very sort of a acrimonious sort of flight up to Brisbane to the Brisbane Carnival. He was going up to run him a treble, those sort of Doom and 10,000 Stradbroke up there. But when he was going out to the flight, I think the Weirs had him on a flight which was leaving sort of midnight time. And when he was getting out on the container to it, the plane cranked up and fumes came, so the lights came on, and you know. He didn't particularly like to be there, so he actually tried to jump out of his container, and he injured himself pretty badly. And I've got to say, the vets at Weirs and up at Ballarat were unbelievable to get him back to the race again. But you know, his career was cut short, and with that, we retired him in the April of last year. And he let down magnificently. And you know, people came and saw him. We took him to Inglis's for the August thoroughbred sale there, and people just were in awe of the strength of him and just how well his confirmation was. They came to him as with their mares, and as we say, we're highly anticipating his foals in August. And you know, quite a number of people have bought lifetime breeding rights, and those type of deals which you can do are, you know, so beneficial to the broodmare owner, and we encourage people to take lifetime breeding rights in any horse, not just Swettenham's ones, because they are, you know, they're a great way to get into the horse, and you're in the canoe with the farm and with the owners, and you know, it's just a great investment, and you can use your super as well for those sort of type of investments. You know, you can go through someone like sort of Adam Timms of Stable Financial and inquire there. But no, we're pretty happy with Trust in Augusta, and you know, he's we've actually got trainers' incentive to send mares to him this year, and we feel that he could be sort of on the basis of sort of similar to Written Tycoon, how he started off with getting the numbers into him, and certainly we're contacting all the trainers, not just here in Victoria, but also in sort of the Riverlands and South Australia and Tasmania, because he's an ideal horse for trainers and for their mares, and especially with this Vobis size.
You are very passionate about Trust in Augusta, Adam. Whenever you talk about this horse, your eyes really light up.
Yes, he is. He's one which we bred at the farm, and you know, but Keep the Faith himself, he's by Keep the Faith, a Sunday Silence Line stallion who still holds the record Keep the Faith for basically 6 furlongs at Belmont in the US. Sheikh Mohammed raced him over there, and he's still he was a particularly fast horse himself, good looking horse out of a De Germer, obviously by Sunday Silence. And that cross, Joe, the Sunday Silence over Stormcat cross is just what everybody is looking for. I mean, we saw last week, just during the week, the sales in Japan just went off, and this is all the deep impact. And of course, that Sunday Silence over Stormcat showed in results last week with all those records falling again.
Yeah, Colt by Deep Impact, consigned by Northern Farm, sold at the sale for 580 million yen. It's the second highest price in the 20-year history of the sale, which was 600 million. And Gay Waterhouse, interestingly, Adam, attended the sale this year and bought six horses.
Yeah, she's no orphan to that sale. She's done this before, and you know, she sees some great advantages in going up there, and her and Robbie. I'm sure that Sue Ann Corr was helping out a little bit there as well with all that. And it's a great sale to go to. And if any listeners got a chance to get up there to go to Hokkaido during that July sale, it's phenomenal. I mean, they parade the horses all at the complex. They have each handler looking after the mares in foal, and they're all in one big paddock. So you basically go from A to Z. You sort of have the A's to D's in one line. There's 30 there, and then the next line would be the D's to sort of M's, and then M's to S's, and S's to Z's. And it's just, yeah, it's phenomenal. I mean, they really do look after you. And Hokkaido is a great place to visit as well, and especially during wintertime, during the ski season.
And also on the international front, last week on the program, we touched on Americaine's first Group 1 runner, Violet Blue in Belmont Oaks, started at long odds and ran well in the race, finishing four lengths off the winner.
Yes, she did. She did. She certainly didn't disappoint. And she, she's out of Americaine's first crop of in Northern Hemisphere. Breds and Calumet Farm standing the time on Calumet Farm with Mr. Kelly up there, and you know he's actually in quarantine at the moment with Emshawish, and they'll be making their way down to Australia pretty soon. But now Americaine, he's still, you know, we're looking forward to, as I said last week, we're looking forward to the spring. And you know, when you punch into Twitter Americaine, you've always got one stable talking about him each week, about the fact that they've got a lovely colt going to a Derby or a filly going to the Oaks in their stable. So he's exciting. I mean, he really is.
And last week we wanted to open the opportunity to our listeners to present some questions to you, Adam, and take great advantage of the fact that you're on the program sharing your insights. And Glenda Morris contacted us via Twitter and posed this question. I have a topic. Broodmare Lupino was covered by Toronado. Wondering how the weanling colt is coming along.
Yeah, well, thank you for that inquiry. I did know about this colt, Lupino colt. Funny enough, very shrewd judge went to Nick Turnbull's operation down at Doreen, and you know, he bought the weanling out of a paddock colt. He was a particularly nice colt, and I'm sure you'll see him racing in one of the top Caulfield stables over in 2019. But he Lupino himself named after a restaurant in Little Collins Street, damn good restaurant. Which a lot of us frequent, and well worth going to it. But even last night, Joe, I mean, there is an addition to that family. In England, you have the July sales and thoroughbred sales, and a Galileo mare called Santa Anna, who is out of a daughter of Milanova, who the Sangster family actually raced down here in South Australia. But a daughter of hers was sold up there by Galileo, as I say, for $330,000, and is going to stay in training up there. But it was highly, highly sort of well bid by Andy Williams, who was underbidder against Chrissy Grassick, but it was finally bought by the Arab. But it's a fantastic family, and I wish Nick Turnbull, who sent the mare back to Toronado, as he did with three other mares, he's highly impressed with all Toronado and all his stock. But Lupino, yeah, certainly watch out for him in the coming years.
Adam, thanks for joining us with Horse Bites, another very interesting segment this week. And listeners, please take advantage of this opportunity to have Adam's insight and knowledge shared. He's willing to answer your questions. You can pose them to us direct through Twitter at Joe_McKinnon or at RSN927, or direct to Adam at Adam_Sangster, or the Swetnam Stud Twitter handle, which is at Swetnam Stud. Look forward to having you on the program again next week. Have a good week, Adam.
My pleasure, Joe, and same to you and your listeners.